Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Linda Moulton Howe, reporter and editor of EarthFiles.com, a news website that I have been doing since 1999 on science, environment, and real X-Files. I have been trying to get to the bottom of the UFO secret for 43 years and all of its many, many facets that are so complicated. And I am so grateful to have a lifetime achievement by the Parapod to come to Santa Clarita and meet many of you and be able to talk in a setting in 2023 in which we will be able, I hope, to talk about UFOs and ETs in a straightforward and honest way. While the government of the United States and other nations have classified reality. And I'm here to try to unclassify reality so that we all can share in the truth that the power brokers of this planet have known for centuries.
This is Truth Be Told.
That not only are there reptilians here,
new evidence of UFO fleets.
We were close to nuclear war.
To help you transform so that you can live your highest truth.
We're not being told just because we're not ready for it.
Geostations of frequency, vibrational.
I was a homicide detective with LAPD.
UFOs increase, visitations. All right, another episode of Truth Be Told. Yes, this is the first we've ever had all hosts of Truth Be Told and its sister shows in studio together. I'm Tony Sweet with Bonnie Metaphor, Robert Hensley.
Yo, yo.
We are here, everybody, and I have
everyone.
To do this because I always start with my...
¿Cómo está mi gente?
Oh my gosh, standing ovation.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, so everybody... Good. They know me. Truth Be Told on Fridays. Please introduce yourself. Robert, let's start with you.
Yeah, I am known as the Truth Be Told Minuteman with the Minuteman Report every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And that is short form. So it's small, short, nothing longer than 15 minutes snippets of paranormal news.
Meta.
What's up, you guys?
¿Cómo están, mi gente?
I'm Meta. I'm the new
I guess, the freshman of the group. I do La Verdad Se Habla, which is basically the Spanish version of Truth Be Told. It's going to be my... It's not the same, like, shows that he's going to be running, like, as far as, like, concepts, but it's going to be just, like, the same ideas-wise of, like, the shows that we're going to be doing, but in Spanish.
Right.
Yeah.
Gracias.
Miss Pone.
Bienvenidos.
Muchas gracias.
Okay, I've just exhausted my four Spanish words and tequila before the show. As in, where is it? It is happy hour somewhere, right? Bonnie Burkert here, host of Truth Be Told Transformation. I added the transformation onto the Truth Be Told show because I'm looking to bring in tools that you all can use to feel your best, feel your highest, tap the higher consciousness. And so it's been great. I think I'm up to around 65 episodes at this point on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. So I hope you'll watch and please shoot us questions and let us know what you'd like us to be covering.
Yes, and of course you have me every Fridays, and I've been doing this for about 10 years. I don't even remember how many shows I've done, but what we're excited about is having all of us together, and yes. If anybody in the chat room wants to ask questions, we're going to talk about our stories because, you know, you know I've had UFO stories, I have ghost stories, but maybe we haven't heard of anybody else in the room. And it might be a first of what they've talked about. Who knows? But first, next Friday, we won't be doing a live show. We may do a tape show and run it, but we're going to be at Conscious Life Expo. Table number, what is it?
P30.
And what we're going to do is we're going to be promoting Truth Be Told and Parapod Festival, which is coming up very shortly. In 2 months, we have a Parapod Festival March 31st through April 1st, 2023. And it's kind of a first of its kind in a way. Not that the conference part of it, but we are highlighting podcast in the paranormal genre, and we're bringing everyone together. Majority of the podcast awards are always online, but we want to bring all of us together and be highlighting them, and also film festivals.
It's not just podcasts. We've got
there's a lot of podcast awards out there for Parapod or for paranormal.
But we've got paranormal podcasts, and yes. Paranormal documentary films,
yes.
And we've got speakers and workshops and. Panels and a vendor marketplace,
everything.
And people will be able to do yoga and sound baths and meditation and
all things paranormal.
Everything it's going to be a variety. Yeah. I think it's going to be a variety more than you see in other conferences.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Paranormal really encompasses everything from UFOs to shamanism.
Right. Yes.
So I just want you to know that, I mean... There's so much going on, we don't even have the full schedule prepared yet, but it's getting close and we can't wait to reveal
really yeah.
what all is going to be happening March 31st, April 1st.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a broad spectrum event.
Yes.
Right.
I like that. Broad spectrum
nice.
Event.
Spectrum. Feel it.
Like I said, I've always enjoyed paranormal genre because I think I grew up in a family that were really... fans of it because we all, except for my dad. I have to say, my dad was like, ghost, whatever, UFOs, whatever. But my mother was really into the paranormal part of it. In fact, I've told on the show several times that my mom, my brother, my two sisters, and myself, I don't remember it because I was really young. Hmm. We saw a UFO outside of my hometown in Kansas.
Wow.
And my mom even called the McConnell Air Force Base the next day. They came down, did all this, you know, search and whatever counters, that Geiger counters or whatever they used to test the soils and stuff like that. So that was kind of an experience that I don't remember, but my family does. Up to the day my mom died, we talked about it every so often about that experience.
Do you think that that's one of the stories that like got you into this, like even more? Or like
I think
an introduction
so.
To it? Even if you don't remember, but like you said that you guys always talked about it as a family, so that means that like that's a story that you guys tell. It's just like every family has different stories that are the core stories that they tell.
Yes.
You know?
So yeah, and I think most people like in this genre have some type of an experience, and it's rare to find somebody up saying I've never had an experience, but if they haven't, there is that curiosity that right. keeps them wanting to come back and learning from people that have experienced it. But I think what really did it was when I was a young child, I did see a ghost in the house. I do remember that, but I don't remember the UFO. So paranormal has been a big part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, like most children, as we get older, we start forgetting and don't seeing as much as we used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what, Robert, growing up in the hillbilly mountains of Pennsylvania.
The hills of Pennsylvania, what?
Well, the thing is, I remember, you know, a lot of my family, before we moved to Kansas, you know, in the late 1800s, they came from Kentucky, and they lived up, and they were hillbillies up in the mountains, and they have all these superstitions. Uh-huh. What was some of the superstitions and some of the stuff that maybe perked your interest around Pennsylvania that kind of got you interested in this?
I wish that I knew more about my dad's family because they were that's a nice way to say it. They were the real hillbillies. Because
he was the Kardashian of the.
It was my father's family was from the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia and had kind of a homestead, and there were rumors of like my grandfather's mother, my great-grandmother, and her sister were witches. And there's something about like one of them was worked light magic and one worked dark. There are some weird stories about a photograph of one of them, but I'm not exactly sure on the details on that. So my grandmother, my grandfather's wife, my dad's mother, her family were Black Irish and came to the U.S. with a lot of superstitions. I understand she was really very superstitious. And my dad didn't really carry a lot of those superstitions with him, so I didn't really grow up with those. And my mom's family, they were more practical, kind of German farmers, so we didn't really have a lot of that. But at least not kind of like the, you know, Appalachian hoodoo kind of stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because there's a lot up in those hills. Like, maybe
there,
not near.
Yeah. There can be. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a long, long history. No, but I do. I mean, as far as like paranormal, I don't know. I've always been kind of drawn to, interested in, curious about. And then I think when I was 13, a Ouija board.
Ooh.
Sure. Same. Experience. Somewhere
same
along
here.
The way.
Yeah. Yeah, a Ouija board foretold of my dad and his best friend their deaths.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
And then the first Christmas that my dad was gone, my mother had kind of like programmed the shit out of our holiday so that we wouldn't be home. And we came home late on Christmas Eve, and there was one of the few things that my dad had really kind of purchased for my mother without her knowing had been this music box that had a crystal Christmas tree on top that had a light in it, that, you know, you would wind it up and it would play "Oh Christmas Tree."
Yeah. Pretty.
And we came home late at night. It was Christmas Eve and it was playing.
Oh, and my God. Goosebumps. I'm feeling it.
Right.
It was playing and it was lit up and there were no batteries in it.
Wow.
And I remember.
That even made it. It's like, okay, that was.
I remember my mom just kind of like took it off the table and it stopped and she kind of put it away and we never really talked about it. But that was, yeah.
Thank you, Father.
So things like that kind of, you know, there are some stories like that coming, you know, with my family. But so.
Beautiful. Mm. Beautiful, scary, and wonderful.
Yeah.
It's the idea of being able to see or witness or be a part of like something that's other, I guess, in for lack of better words or whatever, otherworldly, is something that you should like take. I don't know, the way that I take it is just like, obviously everybody gets scared when you see something, right? But then at the same time, I take it as like, damn, I feel special because I'm able to see this.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Like, so like, let's say like one of, because I've had throughout my life, I think I've had over 20 experiences that are really crazy, concrete experiences. Everything from like ghosts to UFOs and stuff like that. And lacks of missing time You know what I mean? But we'll get into that some other time. But one of the ones that I want to, like, talk about or whatever, kind of like piggybacking off what you said or whatever with your family, this was, like, when I was really, really young. We used to live in this back house. So there was a house in the front, and we had to, we were in the back house. And we were so young that my little brother and me were sharing a bed, right? And from where our bed is at, we can see down the hallway into the living room. And in the living room, my mom had a couch, a big planter with, like, some sort of leaf thing, whatever. And then another couch, right? And it was early, early in the morning, maybe like 5-ish, when it's, like, barely coming in, like when you're starting to feel like morning started to come, right?
Yeah.
I turn around and I go like this, and I look down the hallway, and in front of that planter, you see this white orb mist, right? And I'm like, okay, like, obviously, like, I'm young, but at the same time, like, I know a couple things, you know what I mean? So I start thinking about this, and this is all going in 10 seconds or less or whatever. I look at it, and I'm like, okay, that can't be, like, the reflection of, like, a light, because it's literally blocking the planter, you know what I mean? So then I don't know how I, like, wake up my little brother, and I'm like, do you see this? And he turns his head like this, and he sees, and I'm like, and he tells me the white orb in front of the planter. And I was like,
did he use the word orb, or did he just said,
no,
white
he just
light.
He said the white white light or whatever, something yeah. like that, because he's younger. But the crazier part about it is that, so I'm laying like this, and he's laying like this as well, but on the other side, right? And because we're like toes with each other. And then I was like, I tell him, let's go check it. And when I say that and I try to get up, I can't.
Ooh,
so I'm like this.
Could he?
He couldn't either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're like, but we're seeing this thing. And then as we see it, and it just goes off and it's gone. But that was one of the first stories that I have that was with somebody else, for me to feel like, okay, I'm not just seeing these things.
Right. You so know? It validated.
Yeah, it validated. And then I was like, okay, after that, and I was so young, and I think whatever it is or whatever, that I was able to see it when I was young, because all the other experiences that I had after, I didn't take it as, oh, I'm just seeing things. Like, no, I know what I'm seeing. You know what I mean? But that's how we are with my family. And my family, I mean, I'm Mexican and Guatemalan, so both sides have paranormal on each side, you know what I mean? Like, with two different, complete different things, but at the same time, it's the same. Like,
right.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, because I know in the Latin community, I know they're very religious and superstitious.
Right.
But how are they when it comes to accepting when people talk about it? Because so, I know they can get really iffy about that.
So lately, what's going on lately or whatever is this idea that people started putting out, basically saying, if you believe in God, then you must believe in what's the opposite of God or whatever that is. Because if you're... especially, like, if you take the Bible or you take whatever book you want to read and it says that there is good and then there's evil, if you truly believe into this thing that you are believing in, then yes. Like, but for a long, long time, yes, it was like a taboo to like talk about.
I mean, that's in all most cultures, but
unless you had experience already. Because I had one of my aunts that she was super, super, like, religious to the point where, like, everything was just religion. But she had experienced stuff when she was younger, so that she couldn't deny that. You know what I mean? So, but that made her even more religious, because she said, "Oh no, my God got me," even through the stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
But it is very in tuned with, like, the Latin community, because, I mean, you even have, like, the Santa Muerte.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a whole religion of, like, the dead,
right?
You know,
right?
Like,
well, who is it? Day of the Dead?
That's Day of the Dead.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah.
Like, but Santa Muerte is just like a whole religion for.
When is that? Is that like?
No, that's a religion.
But isn't there also a day?
Day of the Dead is right after.
It's Halloween,
right?
November 1st.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Do they now? Do they celebrate that? On Santa Day of the
Muerte?
Dead?
La Santa Muerte? Yeah, that's...
They're doing it all year long.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be just about one day.
It's like
day.
Another big celebration. It's a... religion of they do this every day, like they
yeah, it's another saint. He's a it's a saint.
Oh wow.
Yeah. They see the
it's like basically Hades saint, it's or death. Some of the the gods right. of the underworld right, type right. of yeah. thing, right? I mean, there
like
is there's duality light. On right. this planet. There is light and dark. Right. I mean, that yeah. is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe I don't want to focus too much on the dark, but and it's interesting the default when I say, "Ooh, that's creepy," because even though when I hear your stories. It makes, you know, I get the little bit of the goosebumps, but it's not necessarily run away. It's more, I think, just affirming that this is out there.
Right, right.
And we're, it's almost like you're blessed to have seen this
mm-hmm.
and take it in. So it's almost an excitement more than right. it is running away afraid.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think before we hear your story, I've interviewed many people when we've talked about the devil, the darkness, and all that. A lot of times, when it comes to like the Judas, you know, when people are religious saying that he betrayed Jesus, well, there's a book of Judas, and a lot of people actually said he was not a bad guy. Mm, there was a lot of people in history that they portrayed that was bad. Actually, it was just religion pushing down the truth of these people were actually kind of prophets or even people that were saviors in some ways.
Well, I think Lucifer is an example of that, right? He was because his light, his name has the word loose light mm-hmm. in right. it. And Lucifer, so I don't know if any of our listeners can tell the story better than I, but I know he's like a fallen angel, basically.
Yes.
I forget mm-hmm. what all bad he did. But anyway,
he started a war in heaven.
Oh,
yeah.
He was the angel that tried to get the other angels to recognize or to go against God or to overthrow the throne because God had given humans free will, but angels did not. He asked angels to bow to humans rather than humans to bow to angels.
Interesting. So yeah. Rebellion.
Yeah.
Rebellion.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's at the end of the day, I think it's all about definition.
Yes.
Yeah.
About
yes.
how you define things. Like, because, I mean, not to go deep before we go into your story, sorry. But like,
please.
Even like talking about like Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. like if you take that story and you take it for, I guess, like the part where they disobeyed,
right.
like the way that the Bible says it or whatever, like that, because that's how they give us that story, as like a disobedience. Mm-hmm. But if you take it as, oh no, they wanted to learn more knowledge,
yeah.
then that story goes into, oh, maybe.
Mm, yeah.
Because if God made you already in like the way that he believes that he knows what's going to happen. If we believe in this idea of all knowing mm-hmm. like everything, then he knows that you were going to want more knowledge. Right. So was it a bad idea for them to actually go and bite the apple and get that knowledge of that apple, or was it bad?
But also heard that was the Anunnaki that was considered the god, and then the humans wanted more knowledge, and then Anunnaki said, no.
Slow your roll.
Hold up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't, you're not ready. You can't handle the truth.
Right, right. Well, Bonnie, tell us, like I said, you have done, I mean, I've known you for a long time mm-hmm. working, you know, in this genre of paranormal and
I know, it's been amazing. And I would say that I'm not an experiencer the way you all have described. I mean, I think I've had a few instances that after the fact, I was like, oh, I bet that was a ghost in my old apartment in New York and things like that. But I mean, I would just share that, you know, looking at my trajectory, a child of the 70s, watching movies like The Exorcist, right?
Yeah.
And thinking, what is this demonic possession, witchcraft, and, you know, looking at the history, but then wanting to know, well, what were those witches actually doing? And so kind of, why did they get in so much trouble? Indiana Jones, the original, when the Nazis were looking at religious artifacts, mm-hmm. what is that? You know, so I was very, very curious about that. Read books about the Bermuda Triangle. Eric Von Daniken's Chariots of the Gods was something I read when I was probably 10 years old.
Wow.
I got it from my German grandmother, had the book. And so I was looking at the pictures and then got an English version. I wasn't quite that advanced that I could make it through in German. And I'd say another one would be Whitley Strieber's Communion. And so that would have been my first sort of feeling about UFOs, which, again, creepy if you know that book. And yet I was also watching Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the music, it's like with music, we can all maybe be friends. And so I, you know, I would say that, you know, I kind of looked at some of the shadowy stories that were being told during that time, which obviously it sells, right? I mean, this the intrigue, the mystery is sells. But I think I had kind of an interesting, I found a positive spin on things fairly quickly. And I moved to New York in the 80s and everything was getting to be very new age. So I had a lot of crystals and very quickly and did New Age past life regressions and found my way a lot on the yogic path. So for me, so much of this is consciousness. So I love to charge the energy so that our auras are protective, attractive, and that's not attractive just because, you know, you want to be cute and meet somebody. It's attractive that you're aligning with the highest possibility and what you're supposed to be doing. So that's probably where I has been my path, I would say. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. I mean, so maybe I haven't seen a ghost or a UFO, but I could name a crazy examples of, you know, beautiful divine coincidence showing up. It could be something as simple as a parking place showing up when you desperately need it, to crazy imagining that you're going to make a connection with somebody and then somehow roundabout the next thing you know they're on the phone, right, or in your email or something like that. So that's how I approach it. It's very magical. And yet, it's not random. I think it's we create that for ourselves.
I mean, and I think for a lot of people like you that you haven't experienced something that you know of, because when we dream, we not necessarily remember everything we dream about, and
right,
how many times that somebody comes to us in a dream, or mm-hmm, you know, we saw something in our dream, and then a year later, you're like, that deja vu, and I'm like, I've seen that before. So everybody, I think, experiences it, and I think they all, like most of the psychics say, you know, everybody has the ability, we just don't know how to harness it. Mm-hmm. And so I think just because you haven't experienced something, something sets you on this path.
And, very much so. And as you mentioned, I mean, I've been really blessed to have worked with the Contact in the Desert Festival, as well as a very well-known yoga festival called Bhakti Fest. So I've been on the team for those for a lot of years. And so that's where. And then I remember wishing that I could do a show with Tony Sweet. And then you called me on we had sort of talked about it in the fall, and it was the first day of spring, and I think that's just such a great day for new beginnings. I'm like really into following the cycles of the season, so I knew it was really heaven sent when you contacted me on that day.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're all here. And I think I've always wanted to build like a brand where each one of us had something to give our audience, you know. I can't give everything to who listen, and Bonnie adds to it, and Metaphor, and Robert adds to it. So I think hopefully we're fulfilling all those needs and wants that people want to hear about. But I think when we say paranormal, a lot of people may not say, oh, what, spirituality and sound baths and stuff, how is that paranormal? I think it is in that genre, because sometimes we can't understand how sound can actually change our thinking, change our energy. And so I think it's kind of an unexplained sometimes.
And that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, the actual, like, because you were saying that maybe I haven't experienced anything, but your experiences are the energies that you feel. So, like, when you, even when you say, oh, like, he hit me on the first day of spring, you said, right? That in itself is an exchange of energy. So, like, even having that exchange of energy, that's what you're feeling, and that's what you know, that it's like, okay, there's something else besides the spectrum that we see, like, in this real world that
right
we're seeing
on
right now.
Yeah.
Because that's how I see it as well. Like, that's why I'm really into numerology. I'm into, like, signs and stuff like that, to the point where, like, I spent a couple years just, like, looking at everything and, like, I was like, oh, this is a big puzzle piece. Like, if you actually sit there and you can actually tell, oh, that's about to, like, land right there. That's about to land right there. And I can just, like, give an example. It's like the one of the only, like, games that I used to play was, like, Tetris. And I guess that was the reason why I liked it, because it was just like so easy to like put the, oh, I see where that should go. Mm-hmm. I see where that should go. And that's how I started seeing this world. And I think that that's what you were experiencing, or that's what you experienced. And that's what you get through this paranormal field. Because that's what paranormal is, basically stuff that you can't see, well, or that you can't.
Well, I think that, I mean, when we talk about paranormal, it's all energetic. Yeah. I mean, whether you've experienced being abducted by an alien, or if you've seen a ghost, or you've had a life-changing moment in a yoga class, it's all about a shift in your energy.
Right.
And I think that there's so much research that we've talked about on different shows, and that we've, the experts and things that we've connected with about, you know, kind of, you know, quantum consciousness and this this idea that things kind of continue and cycle, and it's all kind of connected. I mean, if you're, we're, you know, we can't really necessarily, I mean, you say, you know, like UFOs, Bigfoot, and then people are like, that's so far. No, because there's a connection. Because
exactly.
Because what if Bigfoot were an alien?
Right.
Or what,
that's a big topic
now. Or the other thing too is that, you know, Bigfoot could potentially be, there's research showing that he could to suggest that he could be a quantum traveler. That's why we can't find him, is because,
and or like the Anunnaki like story, he could be another type of species that they created.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Like you don't like.
Yeah. So I mean. So it is this thing that, like, you know, when you do tell a story, or you hear a story, or you read something that is, you know, quote unquote paranormal, and the hair goes up on your arm, there is an energetic exchange, whether whether you've experienced it in person or you're experiencing it through somebody else. It's, you know, what I love so much about kind of the paranormal genre is that it's a community in so many ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we're not. It's not a group of people who. And I think that's what I like about the fact that paranormal is kind of coming. I'm not going to say that it's in the mainstream, but it's mainstream adjacent.
Way more than it used to be.
But I think with people coming out of the shadow a little bit and sharing their stories and their experiences and talking about it.
Oh yeah.
You know, communication is what builds a community, and I think that that's where we are. Like these people, no matter what you believe, there's a place for you at the table. And I think that's what's so exciting about this
and
genre.
Why we're doing Parapod Fest.
Yes, right? And
exactly, yeah.
For the people that's tuned in after we started, we're all going to be, well, next Friday we're going to be at Conscious Life Expo at a table, and we're going to be talking
about
P30. Please come and say hi if you're going to be attending, but please get your tickets to Parapod Festival at parapodfestival.com, March 31st through April 1st, 2023.
Want to see you there.
Yes.
We want to meet you.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to have so many things going on that I think you're going to be very entertained. I hopefully you'll walk away feeling fulfilled, and like I said, I'd love to have you there and see you face to face. But one thing that what comes to mind, do you feel that people that really love this genre are considered maybe old souls? That kind of popped into my head, because a lot of times people that don't seem to be very close-minded and kind of hard to tap into those past lives, acceptance of others. Not saying everybody, but do you feel a lot of people are tapping into those past lives, old soul types, when we come into the paranormal world?
I mean, I don't want to say old soul. I think that, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I think that those people are maybe just aware. Like, it's kind of about conscious awareness. Like, in order to be accepting and to believe and to,
You just have, I think you really need to be open minded.
Yeah,
like,
they're just. I think there's a connectedness that, that they have that other people don't. I mean, because I know plenty of old people who are still closed minded.
Yeah,
true. That is true.
So old soul doesn't necessarily sell it as much as I think connected or aware. I don't want to say woke, because that's the wrong thing, but definitely awake. Aware.
One thing to support that concept, Tony, is in astrology, it is considered that Pisces are basically at the end of, you know, having Pisces people have lived through every single one of the signs, mm-hmm. right? So they are the old souls.
Are you Pisces?
And I am Pisces. And so... And
then we won't see you next time.
I was going to say, what happens next?
Right? I come back and, you know, I'm that white light in the bedroom. No, but think about, you know, it is, if you know about astrology, Pisces are inclined towards mystical interests. Mm-hmm. And so... I think that that supports your thought that maybe through lifetimes we just become more sophisticated and we don't have to just live in this 3D world. It becomes more quantum. It becomes more sort of transcendent would be a word. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that could come. And I don't know that much about past life regression. I mean, we've had some people on our shows that to talk about it, but I've had a few experiences when I've done it that there has been a reveal, an aha. Mm. Like, wow, how would that have... That person showed up in... Supposedly I'm in this lifetime, a couple lifetimes ago, and somebody I know current day is there. So I would like to say I'm certainly open to that possibility. That...
Yeah, me too.
That, you know, an old soul is somebody who has lived many, many lives and mm-hmm. has figured things out and are hopefully at this life sort of living a little at a higher level.
Yeah, what comes to mind also is you hear nowadays that two things. Either everybody else is a narcissist or they consider themselves an old soul. And if you go by their personality, you're like, if you're going by your personality, I would say no. So yeah, I guess that's, you know, we won't know until
I think if you're calling yourself an old soul, you're probably a narcissist.
If somebody
else has said it about you,
right,
great, but if you are a self-proclaimed old soul, chances are you're a narcissist.
You might be a narcissist.
You might want to check into that. There's a show on the UBN Go network called Dr. Judy.
right.
Check out Judy. Her show is all
Judy,
about
WTF.
Narcissists.
She'll let you know. Exactly.
She can help you with that.
Yeah, but I think it's funny when I hear people say I'm an old soul, and I'm like, by the personality, I can't judge or make that clarification because I don't know them necessarily personally, but I'm like, I don't see it, but that's not for my journey.
I don't think that's a declaration
you get to make yourself. No. I think it's, like you said, it's somebody should tell you, like, and you can see it on somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think that that's what you're trying to get to. Like, I think it's a way of thinking more than it feeling like it's a... like having like multiple lives or whatever, like, right. Even though I do believe in that as well, like I believe in the idea of like, oh yeah, I've lived multiple lives, but then comes the question of, is it multiple lives or is it a different dimension or like a different layer of what we got going?
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, if we want to get into like all the ideas of like the dimensions, like even like smashing up together because of stuff that's going on, and like the ideas of like deja vu and stuff, then it might be because we are experiencing so much at the same time.
Right.
But you have to be open-minded, mm-hmm. or you have to be able to take things in, and your, like, I guess your vacuum needs to be able to be open enough so you can actually see these things.
Yes.
Because I think like you said, like your father, he said no to ghosts, none of that.
Yeah.
So he would never be able to pass that door.
Mm-hmm.
So like for him, it would always be like, no. We're never even going to open that closet, like, at all. Like, we're just going to let that in there. But I think the people who are, like, curious enough, you know what I mean? Like, to be like, oh, and it might be, like, inner child more than the old soul. Like, it's like your inner child of being able to, like, say, oh, no, I want to see what that is. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I think that's what...
That would be me.
Like, everybody here, like, I feel like has the inner child still here. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like that curiousness. Yeah. Like,
I'm like a cat, like, you know, unfortunately. Hopefully it never kills me, but...
so curious.
Yeah.
Well, like we said, my dad, who says no. In fact, I remember even talking to my dad about the Bible when I was growing up. And because my mom, they never forced me to go to church. So I was lucky enough to have a mother that explained, because they both grew up in church. But my dad, whatever reason, just never believed there was anything after this.
Mm-hmm.
And now my dad is almost 88 years old with Parkinson's. And I think he's getting to that point or his wife's gone, you know, all his siblings are gone, his parents are gone. I can see where you get to that point in your life and you felt like this all your life, and now there's fear of like, oh my gosh, I'm in the last leg of the race. There's nothing else after this. But as my mother happened to my mother, and I told Robert this the other day, my mother started seeing loved ones, and my dad starting to see people in the house.
Wow. Mm.
And so I'm hoping that this is the other side opening
his view,
of things that won't put that fear in him.
Wow, that's very beautiful. But, nice to hear that.
Yeah.
You
know? So I'm hoping that's what it is. But, you know, that being said, it's a lot of people that are so blocked to whatever the other dimensions are, or the other side, or heaven, whatever you want to call it, finally, hopefully gets to see that at the end of our lives.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think that for some people, they throw up those roadblocks that kind of on their own kind of energetic journey. I think that's why some people become, you know, if we want to keep using old soul, but I think that it's a question of kind of energetic experience that like, what have you experienced on your journey that calls back or harkens back to something else that you carry into each new kind of experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that for some people, they get so closed off or they're so afraid to open up or not block those things out that it becomes really difficult even when it's kind of like in your face,
right,
that you can't believe or wonder about it because that would just be too much at this point.
Yeah. I would like to quote Albert Einstein.
Ooh, give some.
You can live your life as if nothing is a miracle or as if everything is a miracle. Right? I mean, how much more fun is it to believe?
Yeah.
I mean, We live in LA, so I always use driving references. So, you know, the parking spot. Ask the parking fairies for a spot. You know, how am I going to make it to the airport on time? It's like just suspend disbelief.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then something weird happens, like the plane is delayed or an example like that. So I invite everybody just to stay open. And believe, life is so much more interesting, and that's why we have a show like this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Albert Einstein, he's, you know, like somebody, of course, who spent their entire career trying to figure out and define energy. There's this great book called E Squared.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's basically a science book that has all of it has nine energetic experiments that kind of pit you against your own beliefs about how energy works or what you can do in the universe if you're just opening yourself up to this exchange of free energy.
Yeah.
It's a really great book, and the experiments are really simple. There's nothing that costs money or anything like that. The book's $15. It's not like it's going to break you to try it.
And I think like a mental experiment that anybody could do right now to like even see that is like, you have to remember that everything, if you just sit down in a room and you look around, you see that everything that's here was created here first, and then we basically end up becoming a 3D printer that prints these things. This microphone, somebody had to think about it first, and then it's finally here, like it's literally here. So if you have it in here and you really think about it and you really have it and you believe it's to be true, that it, you can get that parking spot, or you can get that, you know what
people
I mean?
Like, manifest things every day.
It's just mighty. I think it's mighty. So we're going to manifest thousands of people joining us for the Parapod Festival.
Yes.
Santa Clarita Valley. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have just a few minutes left. I do want to have a couple questions from the chat room.
Sure.
Some of you, Metaphor, may have not experienced it because he hasn't really done one show yet.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked, have you ever experienced, Cody said, have you ever experienced a paranormal experience in the studio? I have. But Robert, you've done quite a few. I mean,
that's an interesting question.
Right.
Thank you, Cody.
Nothing that I can say that I've seen or occurred or there was no physicality to it. But there have been a couple of kind of moments where I've wondered that have left me kind of like, okay.
You're like, I touched on something.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, there are certain things that I've recorded where I was kind of, where I was really into it, and then I felt there was maybe, I don't know if it was someone, something, somehow, there was, it was just, I was not alone. And that's, I mean, I'm fine with it, but yeah, it happens.
Bonnie, have you?
No, I would say not exactly like what you described, Robert. For me, I would say a lot of times, I don't know if you ever notice, when you get that high-pitched ring in your ear, the frequency shift.
Yeah.
So there'll be times that I'm speaking with one of my guests and there's an exchange happening and some profound things are being said, some real aha moments. I've used that moment before. And you hear it in your ear and it's just like, it's the frequency.
Right.
So that makes you feel like there's something that's going on and it's that shift that you mentioned, Robert. So
yeah, there's definitely I would say an atmosphere change, but an energy change.
Yeah shift, exactly. So I feel it, and it's great. And I'm Zooming with somebody, so, right? So even then, you feel that connection and what's being, that exchange, I don't know, just how profound that exchange really is.
And I mean, the grounds that we are in, this undisclosed location, I mean, around this area, there has been a lot of different types of energies that have come around.
A lot
around,
of
you know?
History, yeah.
A lot of, so it's just like, okay, like there could be like, I mean, I haven't been here for so long, so I can't give an experience here, but I guess I could give experience from the studio that I just came from, because I'm also, I also do Spanish music, so whoever's going to tune in, I make reggaeton music and stuff. Like
that's
Spanish.
Awesome.
So in my studio lately it's been getting kind of weird, for lack of better words, like and I think it's because there's been construction going on to the building.
So there's disrupting their
yeah. And the funny thing is that everybody in, because it's a studio plus the offices and stuff like that, so everybody even in the offices have felt this like weirdness. Like as soon as you turn off the light, you have to run outside because you feel like there's something behind you.
Wow.
It gets to the point that one
is
of the
it, is it, me- it so it's menacing, whatever you feel, is it menacing, or is it just,
I think you need to burn some sage.
Kind of, I think yes, I think it's more like it's more of a fear of the unknown, but at the same time it is kind of like a thing that's like, okay, it might want to play or it might want attention.
Right.
Gotcha. You know, okay.
Especially because there is music around, there's all this going on.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, like, but yeah, there's even to the point where like when some of the ladies stay at the night or whatever, and they're cleaning up, they turn off the lights and they grab their phone and put the flashlight behind them.
Oh, wow.
Because that's how much you feel the.
That. Oh.
There, you know, like
I want to go there now.
I was gonna say, why aren't we shooting there?
I know. We can go over there and
let's
film.
Let's do a field trip.
Right?
We're high vibe here in the studio. I think you need to burn some sage in there and tell them, let them know who's.
No,
boss.
They do. They have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
Crazy.
But it's cool experiences.
Well, we have one more question, and it says, Tony, what inspired you to host the Paranormal Festival? Well, I think all of us are kind of on that same journey, but I've always been kind of an entrepreneur, and when I see something missing, same the reason I started my own podcast company, and now with 70 shows on the network, I just saw something missing. Not saying anybody else didn't do anything right. They did an amazing. I just wanted to add my own flavor, and I really wanted to highlight the podcasters, because I've been podcasting now this year for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So I've been in podcasting a long time, and when nobody knew what podcasting was.
Back when it was still internet radio.
That's what they called it, internet radio. Yeah.
Because the iPod wasn't invented yet.
Nope. Nope. No Apple, no iTunes, none of that
no
stuff.
No streamings, nothing.
Yeah, right, nothing.
Yeah, no, it was a whole.
Yeah. So I think I just saw a niche that needed to be added to the paranormal genre, and so honestly that's just the way I am. Sometimes I go in with all the guns blazing, and just sometimes I don't even know half the time. I'm like, oops, I guess I should have done that, but I just enjoyed the ride.
He's like, divinely led to bring the conscious community together,
yes,
just north of Los Angeles,
yeah, 30 miles 30 minutes.
We're going to see stars. We're going to call upon ghosts. We're going to have invited some of the most amazing speakers out there. I mean, Robert Schock, Linda Moulton Howell, Jimmy Church is going to be our MC. Billy Carson's coming. I mean, and
Ernie LaPont is the great grandson of Sitting Bull. He's going to talk about.
I mean, what a blessing!
The spirit guides and also the history of his grandfather or great grandfather.
I mean, so we've got. So I think that's also part of your inspiration, Tony. Right? Yeah. I mean, you've had so many of these guests on your show.
Oh yeah, all of them.
All these years, and now it's a chance for everybody to meet all of them in person and you in person.
Yep. And so we hope that you guys get your tickets at parapodfestival.com. We're going to all be there. So
we'll be there.
Get ready.
I want to hear stories too.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part for me. Like, I just want to hear like people's experiences. Like,
we are going to have scaryoke. Okay. I mean, it may be a wrongfully titled, but it's getting up on stage.
Karaoke.
Right? But giving them, the audience, an opportunity to get up on stage and tell their stories, their abductions.
It's like
their
campfire stories or something.
So where mostly you go and listen to speakers. Well, now you can get up and tell your own.
You can be a speaker.
Anyway, thank you. Robert, tell us when your show's going to be.
Truth Be Told, Minuteman airs every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Again, short form. It's nothing more than 15 minutes. And if you want to watch it on YouTube, you go to youtube.com/@truthbetoldradiotv. And then you can also download that on Spotify, Spreaker,
everywhere.
Apple Podcast, Google,
Roku,
Orange, Banana.
Yeah, we're on Roku.
Roku.
It's just about everywhere. So if you look at any major podcast platform, you'll find us. And I look forward to bringing you more news clips from the bunker.
Woo-woo. Mm-hmm. And Meta, when are you going to be?
And like Tony said, my first episode will be airing February 7th, I believe.
Tuesday.
The butt.
Yeah. It's in Spanish, so all my Spanish listeners or everybody who's here that speaks Spanish and wants to have that little like Spanish little taste into these like paranormal like stories, please come and hear it. Like it's called La Verdad Se Habla. You can find it ditto with everything he said. Find it everywhere there. Yep. La Verdad Se Habla. We'll be talking about UFOs and art. That's the first topic that we're looking into. And you can find us on Instagram, or you can find me on Instagram as Metacuatro, which is MetaCuatro. And then for the actual podcast is La Verdad Se Habla POD Pod.
I don't. I don't know what you're saying on your podcast. It sounds sexy as hell. I can tell you that. I have no idea what you're saying.
Olay.
And Miss Bonnie.
So new episodes every Wednesday. There is a Truth Be Told transformation playlist that you can find on our Truth Be Told YouTube channel. If you want to look back on episodes that range from Chinese herbal medicine to yogis, witches, crystal experts, and a whole variety of different things that are metaphysical but also paranormal as well. Sharing tools for transformation to live your highest truth.
Oh, I love that every time. All right, everybody, it's time to get out of here. Please go to parapodfestival.com and get your tickets. Subscribe.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Sign up for the newsletter, get your tickets, and also share it. Please let everybody else know. You may not be able to go, but share it with somebody else. All you got to do is tell one person, and that can start a blaze that's going to benefit all of us that are seeking the truth. That's a Sagittarius talking right there. All right. Until next time, I'm Tony Sweet with Truth Be Told. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. It's Ben Hansen. I'm a UAP researcher and TV host, and I want to tell you about Parapod Festival. So this is a really unique event. It's a film festival combined with speakers on Bigfoot, paranormal, UFOs. I'm going to be speaking on April 1st at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Clarita, California. The night prior, I'm going to be leading in Night Vision Skywatch. So there's a lot of events, cool stuff. Check it out. Go to parapodfestival.com for tickets.
This has been another episode of Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for watching. Recorded live at UBN Go Studios in Burbank, California.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Join us on social media. Facebook, Truth Be Told Radio. Instagram, Truth Be Told Paranormal. Go to Truth Be Told Worldwide for more information on upcoming shows.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.